Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
So right now they're going to put a piece of equipment in there that basically smooths out the edges and makes sure that it is a comfortable exit from the Dragon capsule. Just a little piece of structure there to ensure that the hatch will remain open and that any sharp edges around that side hatch are protected.
Wow, how cool. A break from everything that ails us to see history made. SpaceX capsule, you heard it there, and the NASA crew make the first splashdown in 45 years. Yeah, let me say that again. In the goal, 45 years. And that's with the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. Woohoo! Elon Musk. I might have criticized you here and there, but I'm not criticizing you on this one. He is the brilliance behind SpaceX company, and he's a guy who had to fight the big boys. Think of others who want those contracts, and he made it happen. A lot of people just said it's ridiculous, it'll never happen, and he made it happen. It was so dramatic, and just to watch it gracefully kind of plunge into the Gulf of Mexico was cool. I took an hour of my day and watch this, and I have to say I can be geeky about astronauts and NASA, and I really thought that was pretty cool to see Doug and Bob. They kept saying Doug and Bob. So the two test pilots coming back to Earth in the SpaceX Dragon capsule named Endeavour. Just a day after leaving the International Space Station. Wow. Kate Delaney, hope that whatever landings you're making are smooth, because we are still in the chaotic coronavirus world that has affected us all in some way. Hopefully you don't have it and nobody in your world has it. More people are getting it in my world, people that I've worked with in the past, people in the broadcasting business, people in the speaking business. And it's not fun, and it's taking a toll on them and their families. And in the two cases I'm thinking of, both of them feel as though they isolated themselves enough, and they were wearing masks. They have no idea how they got it. You know, that tracing is so important, because who did you come in contact with? Just ask the Philadelphia Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson, who was talking about, yeah, we're taking the precautions. I feel really good about it. Yeah, it's great. And everybody's coming back. And boom, he tests positive for COVID-19. How many people do you think the coach of the Philadelphia Eagles came across at the training facility? I'm going to say a lot. Superstars, newbies, rookies, coaching staff, who knows how many of them test positive or not. I mean, hopefully they don't. Just because he has it, it doesn't mean that others around him are going to get it, but it's almost inevitable that someone will get it. Isaias, easy to say, huh? Have to practice that a couple of times. A lot of people were practicing that. That was the tropical storm that almost became a hurricane, but didn't. So as the capsule was parachuting into the calm Gulf waters, about 40 miles off the coast of Pensacola, hundreds of miles from tropical storm Isaias, which was pounding Florida's Atlantic coastline. So it did come in with a punch, but it was not the hurricane that it could have been. Thank goodness. So it's interesting to see the dynamics of that going on in the Sunshine State in the mix of the virus, which has really flared up the last 3 weeks, although the last 3 days have been much better as far as confirmed cases in Florida. But you have this 16-foot capsule that's hoisted aboard a recovery ship with staff of like 40 people, doctors, nurses, all that kind of stuff. And it's just so ironic when you think about the astronauts safe in the pandemic, quarantined for 2 weeks, tested for coronavirus. Now they make this tricky but cool retro landing. And the hatch, you know, the opening of the hatch even had to be held up for a while because they had extra checks for toxic rocket fumes outside the capsule. So then they get flown to Pensacola, then to Houston, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I'll tell you one thing that was very interesting, and you wouldn't have seen this across the state being battered by the tropical storm, because boats wouldn't have been in the middle of that, but you had a lot of private boats that got very close to the capsule. And they didn't think about this. The NASA administrator said they're going to do better next time to keep sightseers on pleasure boats safely away. You know, there was one video that showed one of the vessels that had a large campaign flag for President Donald Trump. And, of course, that was shown all over the place. There's some free publicity for you. But the Coast Guard in Pensacola said they deployed a couple of their ships, if you will, to keep the public at least 10 miles away from the capsule. They had to, because they were getting so close. So to put it in perspective, the last time NASA astronauts returned from space to water was July 24th, 1975, in the Pacific, the scene of where most of the splashdowns took place, by the way. And that ended a joint U.S.-Soviet mission, and the Mercury and Gemini crews in the early to mid-60s parachuted into the Atlantic, while most of the later Apollo capsules actually went into the Pacific. And isn't that interesting to see what happened? And, you know, there was the astronaut then, Tom Stafford, was the commander of the last crew to splash down, and he watched that reentry on the tube from his Florida home, and he said, this is what he said. He said he was pleased with the crew's safe return, but he wasn't overly impressed. And you know why? He said, we did this over 50 years ago. I thought it was cool, I got to say. But I wasn't the astronaut in the capsule that did it 50 years ago when they didn't have the kind of technology that they have now. And again, a tip of the cap to Elon Musk for making that happen. Very, very cool to see it. Not cool to see the number of deaths in the U.S. climb. 157,000, supposedly in handicapping this. The new word is by the end of August we could be at 180,000. This is out of 4.75 million confirmed cases, 2.31 million recovered. And COVID-19 is going to play a part in what happens in our election. I mean, we're way less than 100 days before the election. The president has talked about delaying it, but I don't see that happening because Republicans and Democrats are saying, no way, we've gone through all kinds of things in the past. We're not going to do that. But COVID, the economy, all of that plays into what's happening across America. And I think how even locally votes will go, because remember, you've got depending on where you are, what you're voting on locally, what you're voting on as far as your state, and then what happens at the federal level, and a very big, usually I'll say bigger because it's always disappointing to me, but bigger will be the turnout in a presidential election. Of course, the argument, the tug of war, is over mail-in voting and how much fraud would there be if there was mail-in voting. So what's that going to look like by the time we roll into November? We're rolling into numbers on the flip side in this upcoming version of We Can Count.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
We can count. There are numbers all around us, and sometimes they're ugly numbers, and sometimes they're very good numbers. You know, it's like what we're talking about, what's in your wallet. That can be really ugly these days. People are struggling, especially so many complaining about the $600 extra that is now not part of what they're getting with unemployment. For some people, it was, you know, so necessary, and there wasn't much they could do about that. For others, and Steve Mnuchin felt this way, as did some others in the White House, it was an excuse to not work at all, because if you're making more money, why even bother? But I think everybody's picture is different, and that's the problem with that. I think the $600 and the shock of COVID-19 was very big for maybe more people than you can even imagine. Granted, I agree, there would be some that wouldn't have the incentive to go back. If they don't have the incentive, they don't have the incentive. So how do you make that happen? It's all about where we're headed with COVID and all the second surges, the uncertainty, businesses that are just tanking, businesses that are figuring out how to survive, and some that are thriving. It's a very strange, strange world. All right, this is a big number. 45 days. I give the press credit for this one, for TikTok. President Trump has agreed to give China's ByteDance 45 days to negotiate a sale of TikTok to Microsoft because of the risk to us. the risk to us of what's happening with this, the Chinese parent company and the information, the data that they are collecting on people who sign up for TikTok. So what was really important is that if Microsoft can acquire that, they're committed to acquiring it with the security review and the benefits to the United States. So that's a big piece of this. What's the benefit of it versus what's happening now with TikTok and the information that they've been able to acquire as a result of people signing up for their very, very popular app. And, of course, ByteDance is located in Beijing. All right, we keep talking about protesters in the U.S. and what that looks like, but there's been tens of thousands of protests in Jerusalem and across Israel. And 12 protesters were arrested for disturbing the public order, attacking cops, and operating a drone illegally. So thousands are calling for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to resign near his official home in Jerusalem. They marched through the capital. Thousands more demonstrated at close to 300 locations across the country on Saturday night. They did that. The Israeli police foreign press spokesperson Mickey Rosenfeld put the number of demonstrators near 10,000, more than 10,000. That's a lot. That's a lot. And they're saying that there was, you know, no violence. Clashes did break out between police and protesters. 12 protesters were arrested, that kind of thing, like I said, and the drone. But everybody survived it, let's put it that way. So in Tel Aviv, protesters accompanied by police marched from a demonstration at a park toward a main square. And at the end, the protesters thanked the police at the end of the march. Boy, that would be a good way to go, wouldn't it? And I've seen that happen actually in the United States in a couple of places too. So we'll see if things calm down there or not. Cruise ships returning to sea. I just had this conversation with someone. When are we going to see cruise ships again? 36 crew infected on the Hurtigruten ship. Passengers disembarked and they might expose their communities. So where, what was this that we're talking about? Norway. So this happened in Norway. They thought it was okay to go off on this voyage, and apparently it wasn't. So the cruise line has been contacting passengers who had been on the MS Roald Amundsen for their July 17th and July 24th departures. There were 209 people on the first, 178 guests on the second. So less than, so they were trying this thing out, less than what they normally would hold up to 600 passengers. Now everybody has to self-quarantine, and we'll see if they spread that, because think about the communities that they would go out to. And this is the problem that we keep seeing over and over again. All right, in case you didn't notice that sports is back, and what does that mean? It means that some people are testing positive, especially in Major League Baseball. We've also seen a little bit in the NBA, too, or not the NBA, in Major League Baseball and in the NFL, because they're back with training camps. The NBA has been the ultimate. They haven't had the problems that some of the other leagues have had, knock on wood, so far. And is it that whole thing of the lockdown and the bubble, what they spent? They spent $150 million to make it as secure as possible. You know, how do you make it totally secure? But they're doing quite well with that. And looking at the start, it's been interesting to watch a little bit of the basketball. The Rockets especially have been on fire, and the Rockets beat the Bucks on Sunday 120-116. But they had a great game a couple of days ago against the Mavericks, and they came back and they beat the Mavericks as well. And when you look at these teams that are coming out of the Western Conference, the Rockets are really emerging. You know, their streak, they've won three. So they've won three that's pretty good. They're trying to string it together. Of course, the Lakers all are on top of the Western Conference period based on records from before. Clippers, 5.5 games behind them. Then you have the Nuggets, and then you have the Rockets, just breaking it down into East and into the West. But it's interesting to see what they're doing. In the NFL, different story, because, like I said, this is just the very beginning of this, and there are players who are opting out of playing for the season. They're just too worried about coronavirus, so they're signing off for the season and then wanting to come back. But we're seeing more cases, and as I mentioned, Coach Peterson for the Eagles was very, very, very big to see that happen, because the coach and the interactions the coach has, of course, are spread across the board, really, with the coaches and other members of the team. And it's ironic, because he was just talking about how safe he felt with what they were, you know, with what they were doing. Mm. Never can be too safe, right? There's no for sures. That's it. I mean, that's the question mark. There's no for sures. You think there is, but there, you know, you think there is, but there isn't. There just isn't. All right. You know, we talk about these cases bubbling up and what people are doing in the summer, and are they trying to figure out a place to isolate and go away somewhere, or how are they handling all of that? And I look at New York and how well New York did in the beginning, but, you know, then you look at the shootings that are up. Shootings are up this year, topped 777. So surpassing surpassing last year's number by far. So this is still with 5 months to go in the year 2020. And is that because people are mingling more with the COVID, you know, the coronavirus, dealing with that? What is it that's causing this to happen and to shoot up to those much bigger numbers? Mayor Bill de Blasio and police officials have offered counter explanations for the rise in violence, including the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the closure of courts, and a general rise in anti-police sentiment. So if there's anti-police sentiment, feeling that I can do what I want to do, and so is that really the case? That is pretty scary in a city the size of New York. All right, stay with us. Put your feet up, relax, and enjoy my next conversation. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More questions are emerging surrounding the actions of former President Bill Clinton following the release of newly unsealed court documents in the case against Ghislaine Maxwell.
Daniel Halper, the author of a new book called A Convenient Death, said records of a 2011 meeting between Jeffrey Epstein accuser Virginia Giuffre and her lawyers, in which she talked about the powerful Epstein's orbit, were the first of many accusations putting Bill Clinton directly at the convicted sex offender's private island in the Caribbean.
It's the first of many accusations putting him directly at that island. And of course, we know that he was very close to Jeffrey Epstein. And as we report in our book, he's very close to Ghislaine Maxwell. That puts him in proximity to two accused and one guilty pedophile.
Maxwell was arrested in July, charged with trafficking minors for Epstein and perjury. She faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted. This is USA Radio News. A top House Democrat is predicting that if President Trump loses the November election, he won't go quietly. And USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn says he believes President Trump would find a way to hold on to power through some emergency action.
This guy never had an idea about being going to peacefully transfer power.
On CNN State of the Union, the South Carolina Democrat said Trump won't allow a fair election. The president did tell Fox News Sunday a few weeks ago he wasn't sure if he'd accept the results of the election if it doesn't go his way. I'm Chris Barnes.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico in their SpaceX Crew Dragon, ending a historic two-month trip to space. The mission marked the first time the astronauts have launched from American soil since the final space shuttle in 2011. After deploying two drogue parachutes, then the capsule's main parachutes, the spacecraft landed off the coast of Pensacola, Florida. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Here we are, born to be kings with a prince in the universe. Here we belong to survive in the war with the darkest power.
Perhaps this guest is going to be one of my favorite of all time. My father was a poet, and he died when I was 8, but he taught me about poetry, and he really pushed the love of it, you know, forward for me, and he wrote several poems that received high awards, and he didn't care about the awards. He cared about really putting it out there and having people enjoy his work. And I think our next guest feels the same way. He loves what he does. He's passionate about it. We had a great off-air conversation. And he joins us now. Carlo Yonkers joins us. Easy for me to say. Yonkers. It makes me think of my background in Queens. And he's in the Netherlands, and he's written a book called Checkmate, Poetry Made King. What a brilliant title that is. Carlo, thank you so much for coming on.
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me about, first of all, tell me about the title. The title is clever and crafty. How did you come up with the title of the book?
Well, I've come up with the title because the hidden rulers of our planet are playing chess with us, and they claim to be on the right spots, but, you know, they're just a very dark spots. So I thought, let me put a book out there that's called Checkmate, because I want to place them into checkmate via four chapters. I think, four steps in my book. You will see that. And poetry may king. Yeah, my poetry will make people realize the king within themselves so they can stand on that board with tall and proud and withstand any test of time that may come.
Very simplified. I like that. In the book, you know, you start off with I am love. And what does love mean to you? And does this really kind of summarize what the book is?
Yes, the first verse of the poem, I am love, really summarizes my book. And what does love mean to me? Well, it's hard to describe it into words, because once you will give it any words, it will flee away from your consciousness. I think most of all, love is like the unwritten word that lives within us and makes us act from love towards others so that we, you know, share our love to others. I once labeled it like love is listening, because if you listen truly to the universe, you will act out of love by nature. So, but let me read this first verse then, because it also describes my poem, my poetry book in its simplicity. I am love, the heavenly placebo called Earth. Just has to click in our consciousness. It's like the easiest game of chess for sure. One simply has to become one's own king. And yeah, it will go on like that. But I have to be concise for you.
I like that. And it does describe what the book is. As somebody who's gone through so many of your poems, and you are definitely gifted. Did you know you had this gift, or did you know you had to be a poet? You had to put this pen to paper. Did you know at some point in your life? When did that happen?
Yeah, when I was 17 years old, I started writing, and it was 3 days after the 9/11 thing happened. It sort of was my wake-up call. The first poem then that I wrote was called About the Meaning of Life. It's very simple, just three words, or just one line. It's called The Meaning of Life. Actually, I'm Dutch, so let me first say it in Dutch. De zin van het leven, daarin staan een aantal woorden die onbeschreven in Engels vorm. Okay, so the meaning of life, there in that sentence stand a few words that unwritten will become a whole. That's what my first poem was about. Because I was like playing on the words of meaning of life, and Dutch meaning is also called sentence, zin. It's like the same thing. So, but that was my wake-up call. Then I started writing.
And when you started to write, you know, a lot of times people lean heavy on their influences, but you didn't do that, right? You wanted it to come from a different place, to come purely from your heart. Am I right?
Yeah, exactly. I don't read much other poetry, and usually when I read other poetry, I'm more thinking, yeah, I wouldn't do it like this, I would do it differently. I'm like an autodidact. I taught myself how to do this, and whenever it gives me a good feeling, that's when I know it's a good poem. So, yeah, I don't want to be tainted by other works.
And that's good. That's brilliant, because that's what happens. Sometimes it seeps into your mind how someone's written or how they format it. And you don't worry about that. You let it, it looks like to me, you let it kind of flow from you. Is that what the process is?
Yeah. Most poems just flow out of our pen just like that, sentence after sentence. There's not much rearranging going on there. So, yeah, I got the gift, if you want to put it like that.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, absolutely, you have the gift. There's no question about it. You need to pick this up on Amazon. Checkmate, Poetry Made King. I just love, Carlo, that title, and it does sum up really how you feel in the book. What do you hope people take away from reading your poems?
Well, first of all, to realize that we're living in heaven already, and just the mind that fools us that we are trapped in some kind of game that's repeating itself. And I also try to make people understand how God is actually something that's within us. And no matter if you call it Allah or Jah or Yahweh or Krishna, it's all the same one entity that just wants us to elevate ourselves to a higher consciousness. And in my book, I also talk about, you know, hidden rulers and some conspiracy things, but I highly ask everyone just to have an open mind and read it with an open heart. And, you know, don't judge what you read. Just feel what it does with you and just follow the rhythm, you know. That's what I want people to know.
I like that, follow the rhythm, because that is, it's going back to how I think you formatted the book. It's following that along and to be flexible and open-minded. You can see that you are, that you're open to ideas. Is it fair to say that that's how you are?
Yes, yes. I'm very open to a lot of ideas. I mean, I have my own perception of God, but the more I try to give it words and explain it to others, the further I get away from the whole topic, because, you know, just like love, you cannot describe it so easily. You can just show it by experience.
Is that what inspires you? Does love inspire you?
Yeah, love inspires me greatly. And also some kind of awakening moment I had 13 years ago, where I had a very deep, intimate talk with the universe. And I don't actually know everything that was said, but the first thing the universe asked me was, like, who are you? And well, I gave my name, Carlo Younger. But when I had said all these things, it still started to ask me, like, but who are you? And then my head exploded with 1,000 questions. So I don't know what happened after that. But it's my greatest, well, you could say, like, divine side note I have on which I write my poetry.
So we're speaking with Carlo Younkers, Checkmate Poetry Made King, and we're talking about, you know, poetry and the power. I think there's power in a good way with poetry to transform, to take you to a different place and escape and look at ideas like love and things that you're not familiar with. Do you hope that people also feel that way?
Yeah. Yeah, if I can give one more sentence of my book, it's in there. It's really good for this one. I say, yes, behind the narrow field of your limited view on life is an infinite search engine in place to broaden your horizon if you'd only turn off your programming and open your mind.
Wow. And if you'd only turn off your programming and open your mind, if only people would do that. And we see that. That's what happens. People have fixed mindsets or grow up a certain way. And it's interesting. What do the people around you say about your poetry? Because the people closest to us can be our critics, can be our support system, our raving fans. What do they tell you?
Well, they tell me that they're very amazed of what I do and how I do it. And once when I did a reading here in Holland, I was told that whenever I speak of God, I keep it very close to myself. So they complimented me on that, that it made them feel like, you know, their God is also within themselves. Because for most religions, place God somewhere out there up in the clouds or something, but that's not how I do it. I feel like God is something that's within us, and it's actually feeding us everything that we do, information, thoughts, ideas, feelings, and we act from there if we treasure it and honor it with love.
Treasure and honor it. So you have this gift that you treasure and honor, and you honor, I think, the humanity with your work, Checkmate Poetry Made King. And I think we'll see many more things from you. What is your ultimate goal? Do you have goals as far as your poetry?
Yeah, I think one of my goals is to have all my poetry at least put into books. If I want to think, I can write like 5 or maybe 10 more books. With everything that I have laying around, I'm more like a analog guy, and I have learned to become more digital in that sense. But my ultimate goal, what the spirit is telling me, that I have to become a singer too. So who knows? Maybe someday I'll be there singing my heart out.
That's a good thing. Carlo Younkers, again, the book is called Checkmate Poetry Made King. You can get it on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, I'd like to lastly say that it's best to get a physical copy, because in the book, we actually didn't talk about it, there's a lot of QR codes in there, and you can scan them, and they bring you to music that also inspires me to write. So it's a very book that's like interactive with the reader in many ways. So, yeah, thank you for having me.
Oh, I like that, the QR codes, and you're right, that does set the mood. There's no question about that. Carlo, keep inspiring people, and thanks once again for joining us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Drink SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This time around at Author's Corner, the name of the book is Polyxena, and think Greek mythology. Oh my gosh, this brought me back to my days at Ohio University. H. Allinger and I were talking off the air, and I was telling him it wasn't even, you know, it wasn't a requirement in my major or anything, but I was so enthralled with Greek mythology, and this story will take you back to such an interesting time, and it's one of those books where you get lost in it. That's my favorite kind of book. H., thanks so much for jumping on with us.
Well, I appreciate the comment.
So it's true. Why did you write the book?
Well, that's an interesting question. First of all, I was attracted to the name Polyxena, which I like a lot. And then secondly, I was facing retirement, and I didn't know what to do after I retired. So once I did retire, I decided to write the book, and it helped me make the transition into retirement.
Yeah, and it's funny. Tell everybody what you did for a living, and then you make this transition. I think it's interesting.
Well, I worked for the Seattle School District in the transportation office for 31 years. Prior to that, I was in the military for 7 years. I decided to retire at age 62 because, you know, the pressures of the job, it was just getting too intense for me. So, but then retirement itself, I was worried about it. But writing the book really helped make that. I was really gung-ho in writing the book.
So when you take on a story like this, Polixena, a story of Troy, that's a pretty big undertaking in a sense. How do you go about telling the story? How do you decide how you need to tell it?
Well, that kind of, I guess I attribute that to what the Greeks say, the muses. I was inspired. I just had the idea I wanted to write a story about her because very little is written about her. In fact, she's only known to us through her death. The Greeks sacrificed her at the end of the Trojan War for two reasons. One, to assure smooth sailing back to Greece, and the other one was because the ghost of Achilles came to one of the Greeks in a dream and told him to that he could not rest unless Polixena was joined with him. So those were the two mythological reasons.
Yeah. I love it because there's other elements to that in this story, and so much of this, of course, follows what happened when you're talking about Troy and the city falling and the city in ruins and really at the mercy, if you will, of the Greeks. So what was Troy like at that time?
Well, it was noted for its enormous walls and its enormous gates, the Sion gates and the Dardanian gates. It must have been a pretty good-sized city, although Achilles chases Hector around the city three times, which seems to me kind of a contradiction, unless they were marathon runners. The present site in Turkey does not quite match up with, you know, the envision you have when you read the Iliad. But it must have been a pretty good-sized place.
Yeah, that's an interesting point for everybody listening. H. Allinger, that's who we're talking about. His book is Polixena, and you can pick it up on Amazon. Gorgeous cover. You talk about going there. You and I talked about that off the air, and you said you were just so surprised, right? We paint a picture in our mind, and it wasn't what you thought at all.
Well, the actual Troy, which is his Arlik in Turkey, it was disappointing in the sense that it didn't conjure up the vision that you have of it from reading the Iliad. I mean, Troy was famous for its big walls.
Yeah.
And there are no big walls surrounding the present site of Troy.
I love that. So when you go to write this, like we said, and we're talking about this history, and you're figuring it out, was it tough to come up with the end, or the end was easy? Because that's sort of the crescendo of her life and the end of it, really.
Well, the end kind of followed the basic premise. I mean, she's facing death, and she's trying to understand how she got at this point. And she appeals to the goddess Aphrodite in helping her understand how the fates got her to this point. And in the ending, you kind of have the goddess Aphrodite, by the way, is the reader, because it's written in the first person. And
yeah.
She appeals directly to the reader, or Aphrodite. And in the end, she finds the answer to her troubling soul, so to speak. And that's kind of, in a way, that sort of represents the reader having fallen in love with her, or the reader taking her under her wings. And I don't know, it kind of naturally seemed to lead to that conclusion for me.
Yeah, I like that. You know, when you try to mix sort of fairy tale-ish and folklore, as they say, and then mythology. It even talks about that on your on the back cover of your book. The after doing this and then putting it together, was it pretty satisfying to you to tackle this project?
Oh, immensely. I'm very proud of this work. It's the best of my works, and I just think it's the way I structured it, writing it in the first person so that her contact with the reader is very personal. I'm really pleased with this book.
When people pick this up, what do you hope they take away from it?
Well, I hope they, kind of what I was striving for, I hope they take a real liking to her. I have to also, you know, I was also helped a lot because very little is written about Polyxena.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me a lot of poetic license to create.
And of course.
Also, when you write in the first person, you know, you don't have to be 100% accurate because you can always say, well, that's the way it was to her eyes.
That's true. That's true. So well put that if you tackle something like this, because, you know, there's academics and there's other people that will be like, oh, that's not how we have it. That's not how it's written. And so you're right. Taking the first person approach was such a smart thing. Well, after doing this, will you dive into Greek mythology again? Because you've written before. You have another book out.
I did a completely reverse. I went into the Aztecs. My primary interests are archaeological and historical. And of the archaeology, I like the, you know, the American civilizations, the Incas, the Mayans, and the Aztecs are my private passion. So I wrote another book, but that was purely on the Aztecs. And that was historical fiction.
Yeah, so it's interesting. You're teaching us a lesson here that there's something about you retire and you say, okay, it was time to retire, and I retire early, and I get to pursue this passion. It really keeps you alive, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. I don't think I could have made a good transition. I was very nervous when I retired because all my life, you know, I've been into a structured setting. And to suddenly be out and, you know, have no structure at all, you kind of worry how you're going to adjust to that, if you can even adjust to that. Well, my recommendation is write a book.
That's right. Pick a subject you like. Tell it in the first person, especially if it's a difficult one. But you really did a beautiful job. Polyxena is just the cover. It's more than the cover. It's what's inside. But the story and how you wrap that up, you can tell that obviously you were excited about doing it and that you pulled together a really super fine story. And you can pick that up for everybody listening on Amazon. And I think we've learned a lesson here today that you just keep pursuing. I say this all the time, your passions, and you'll feel alive no matter what. So congratulations on that book, and thanks so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.